The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Omar Rava, Avuka Lahavdala Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. It's a mitzvah in Amuvchar to use a torch for making the bracha of Berim Eir Ha'esh on Mitzvah Shabbos. There are two reasons given for the hiddur of an avuka. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi, Sivkot and Hay says, Sha'ir Rav, that it gives off a lot of light. We're making a bracha Berim Eir Ha'esh. One should do that on a fire which gives off a lot of light. The Ran later on says a different time. The Ran says that since the bracha of Beirei Me'er Ha'esh, the Gemara in Brachos explains, is because there are many different colors in the fire. The fire seems to have many different eirois within the fire. Memela, a fire which is an avuka, a larger fire, and we'll discuss in a minute what constitutes an avuka, but an avuka, it's more apparent the various colors of fire, and that's why an avuka is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal says that there's a nafgamina between these two taimim. There are two times when we make a berim erim eish. We make a berim erim eish on Mitzvah Shabbos. We also make a berim erim eish on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And although we make the same bracha, it's made for two different reasons. The reason why we make a berim erim eish on Mitzvah Shabbos is because the Eish was Nivra on Mitzvah Shabbos. The reason why we make a Berim Me'er Eish on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, even if it's a weekday night, is because since for the last 24 hours we were not Mishtamesh with the Or HaNer, unlike Yontif, when Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, Yom Kippur, one cannot do any Melacha, one cannot cook with the use of the fire. So we make a Bracha Berim Me'er Eish on this, that the fire becomes back available to us. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds that on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, one would not have to use an avuka according to the reason that avuka is Eir Rav. Dafka on Mitzvah Shabbos, where the bracha is being made on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this wonderful and useful creation called fire, in order to go ahead and remember that the greater the Or, the more the Zecher is, and the bigger Shevach Vaidah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu it is, that he was buried in Ma'ir Eish. However, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, where the Ikar Hadlaka is to show that till now Eish was Aser, and now Eish becomes Mutter, there would not be a requirement, a mitzvah ben amuchar, to use an avuka. But that's all true if we are to understand that the hiddur of avuka is because it's Eir Rav. If the hiddur of avuka is because we make the bracha ma'irei ha'esh on the fact that there are many colors in the fire, many fires in the fire, Beis Shammai holds, you make a ma'irei ha'esh. Beis Hillel says you make a berim ma'ir ha'esh because of all the various colors in the fire. Therefore, since that's a nusach habracha on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, it would also be appropriate to use an avuka according to the tam that the nusach of berim ma'ir ha'esh fits better to an avuka than to a single ner. For the levushei srod, it would seem that could be there's another nafgamina between these two taimim. The Magen Avraham paskins that in order for something to be an avuka, the fire of the two candles have to touch each other. The Ramah says, the ner sheyesh leishtei psilos mikri avuka. A ner, we're talking about pashtos, a ner shel shemen, and if you take two wicks and take them out of the ner shel shemen, that is already considered to be an avuka. The Ramah does not specify whether these two wicks have to be intertwined, or it's enough if these two wicks are coming up next to each other. The Magen Avraham says that it is not considered to be an avuka unless the two wicks are intertwined. Two fires next to each other is not considered to be an avuka. Rabbi Akiva Ega, Afinart, brings down from the Sefer Erech Mishar that argues in the Magen Avraham and says that two candles next to each other, let's say one were to hold two candles in their hands without the fires intertwining with each other, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down from the Sefer Erech Mishar that also is considered to be an avuka. The Levushei Srod explains the Magen Avraham, and the Devar Shmuel also learns up the Machlokes says it like that, that it depends how you understand you have the time of avuka. If the time of avuka is to make Eira Rav, so Eira Rav you have in two candles next to each other. In order, though, to get that Gavonim Harbe, that many colors, so that needs the fires to be intertwined, that it turns into many colors. The only problem with this explanation is that if one looks in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi, one will see that the Mishnah Brura brings that the time why one needs an avuka is because of Eira Rav. He does not bring the other time that by an avuka the Gavonim Harbe are more noticeable. And the Mishnah Brura brings the Magen Avraham that the two fires have to intertwine. So with Master from the Mishnah Brura that this Tliya, that the fires have to be touching each other, is not dependent on the two Taimim in Avuka. The question comes up, what should one do when Mitzoy Shabbos is Yontif? Should one put the candles together to be makbid on this Magen Avraham, even on Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yontif? Or would this create a Yontif problem, and it would be more kedai to hold the candles next to each other without intertwining the fires? If one looks in the Sifrei HaPeskim, the Gedolei HaPeskim bring up two issues in intertwining the fires on Yontif. One problem is Gebeit on Halacha in Siman Tavkuf Yudalet. In Siman Tavkuf Yudalet, it's Mavur, that one is not allowed to be mistapit. One is not allowed to pull oil out of a oil lamp in order that the oil lamp should extinguish earlier once the lamp is lit. The Bir Halacha extends this that if one has a candle and one drips off the wax from the top of the candle, so that also is a Gram Kivui, which is Asar on Yontif. Parenthetically, we should mention that this is also an issue when one is lighting many candles on Yontif nights, that it would seem that at least l'chatchila, it would be kedai not to use one candle to light many candles, because then it would become probably a psik reisha that wax would drip. But rather be more kedai to switch candles, that it should never be a psik reisha that wax will drip as one lights the other candles. So this could be a chashash on putting two candles together. One could argue that if one puts it together just for a few seconds for the bracha, then it would not be a psik reisha. The other issue is that it's mavur earlier in Hilchos Yontif, that if one has a madura, if one has a pile of wood which is burning, one is not allowed to pull one of the logs out of the madura in order to be mocked in the fire, because that also, even though both are going to stay lit, it also is a similar to kibui. It's like a type of kibui, and therefore one should not pull a lit branch out of a madura. And this could also be a chashash when one goes ahead and he puts the candles together, when one separates them and he lets them burn separately, that would seem to be similar to pulling a lit branch out of a madura. L'maisa, alocha l'maisa, it's a machlokes apeskim, how one should be noig when Yontif is on Mitzoy Shabbos. There are some peskim who recommend not putting the fires together, and there are others who allow it. They say that what's negated to the chashash of dripping is not a psik reisha, and they bring for Rabbi Yashiv that what's negated to pulling a eights out of the madura, that's dafka madura which was made l'chatchila to be many fires together. To go ahead and to separate them is now pulling it apart. It's making separate fires, which appears to be smaller than the large fire. Over here, originally, when they're put together for just a moment, one does not have that chashash. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Hey, there's a tshuva. Rav Moshe says that every person should follow their minhag. There are minhagim like this, and there are minhagim like that. Rav of Klal Yisrael does put together, and that was also the minhag of the stipler. There are those who try to solve the problem by striking a match, and by putting a match, either two matches, not striking a match, I'm sorry, but rather lighting a match from an existing flame, and using a match as the second flame, or else putting two matches together. That way you could solve the problem of the dripping wax, and one could leave them together until they burn out. That enters another Yontif Sugya, and that's the Sugya of Ner Shel Batala. May one light a Ner for no reason on Yontif? To light a Ner for no reason on Yontif is Aser. Even what if one is lighting from an existing flame, but one needs a Tzarech Yontif. The Bir Halacha discusses at great length whether lighting a Yahrzeit candle is considered to be a Tzarech Yontif or not. And there's even a Shartzian where the Shartzian says that if one ends up being Beidik Chametz on Yontif, one cannot light a candle in order to be Beidik Chametz on Yontif. So what's negay to this match Eitza, the Or Gedolei HaPoskim who allow it, they say that it's considered to be L'Tzarech Mitzvah, Bifrat, that L'maisa it is Yontif night, when the Bir Halacha asks the Bedikas Chametz candle, he asks it B'Yoyim, he asks it during the day of Yontif, where one is not Nenef from light. However, at night, L'maisa there is a Ribui Or. Also, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, one is allowed to light candles by a bris. So we do find that there are certain mitzvahs which the hadlaka is considered to be l'tzerech, and therefore there are those who allow this and there are those who do not allow it. So just to summarize, there are three issues in putting the candles together. Two issues in the actual putting together of the neirs. One is the chashash of oil, of wax dripping. Also the chashash of being macked in the fire when you pull it apart. There are matirim, there are oisrim, Rav of Klal Yisrael is noig to do it. To go light a special candle for Avdalah is an issue of Ner Shel Mitzvah, which again, there are many places who allow it, but there are those who prefer not. There is a product on the market, which is a candle which one can use for their Hadlokas Neris Yontif, which has within that candle two wicks. And this Ner is called a Yaknahaz Ner. And when one lights it, so one lights it as their Yontif Licht, so therefore it's being lit anyway, L'Kavad Yontif L'Hoyer. And then one has two wicks, and one can go ahead and use this for Havdalah. If one looks in the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah that we mentioned, the Ner Shigesh Toishtei Psilos Mikri Avuka, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Uvener Shalonu, Imunach Shom Kama Psilos. If you put in several wicks, Havi Kimoi Psila Ova, it becomes like one big thick wick. Ve'ena Chashuva Avuka. Many wicks close to each other is like one thick wick, it is not an Avuka. Ach, imafid beneim shayva echelev. If there is a separation of wax in between the wicks, kegoin masha oisim shayva shaneiris kluim yachat, that they braid together various neiris, various candles. Oishav madbig yachat shte neiris lahadodi beis habracha, or they physically attach two candles to each other. B'shas bracha, zehu gam kein choshev avuka, that's also considered to be an avuka. So there's a little bit of a steer in the mashmais of the Mishnah Berurah. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that one would have to have a reasonable amount of space between the neiris, between the wicks, in order for it to make it into avuka. The example the Mishnah Berurah gives is a braided nail like our common Havdalah candles, where each wick has clearly its own source of shaiva, of wax. However, it would seem for the Mishnah Berurah that the main point is that there is real space between the two candles, the two wicks. So if one would have such a candle with significant space between the two wicks, that would l'chayr be considered to be avuka, and that would solve all the halacha chashoshes. However, if the wicks are close to each other, and we don't have, it's not similar to a braided nair at all, it's not clear that each nair has its own fuel supply source, then it would seem that it is not halachically considered to be an avuka, and it would not help for avdala. L'maisa alocha l'maisa, R'maisha writes that each person should follow the minig of his parents, and Rav of Klal Yisrael puts together the fires of the candles for Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yontif.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.